welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching another episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, the 18th one, in fact. True Friends and True Spirits. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! True Friends and True Spirits was the 18th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on June 30th, 2008, written by Aaron Hoofy and directed by Vanessa Alexander. Wouldn't it just do the same thing that his spirits do? Because they're the same? Uh-oh. Doesn't look like it, guys.
Did we just get blindsided by our own teammates? It must have been a mistake.
He does know which one's the bad guy, right?
Wow, they actually recreated the cockpit. It doesn't look as good as the Japanese version, but it is a recreated cockpit. Wow.
Splendid. I don't even have to lift a fin. Urasaka will be most pleased.
Whoa, what happened to Flit?
I thought I had control.
Also, why did the guy leave? He could have helped take out the Rangers and maybe he made the what's his name even more proud.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You saved me.
Oh. Hey, you're Camille's little motor mouth.
How do you know about him?
Help me.
Muffle the mic, dude. I just saved you. I'm not going to hurt you.
You're not?
It's you and Camille that want to hurt people, not me.
No. You think that because I'm always with Camille, that I must be like Camille. But I'm not. I'm more like you than I am like her.
Right.
You saved my life. Don't you see? Our fates are tied together. How can I repay you, friend?
Listen, I'm not buying what you're selling, okay? I'm not even browsing, so just go back to Camille and Daishi and leave me alone.
No.
Where are the other Rangers?
Where are you, you overfed sandfly?
9,000 eggs, and I get stuck with the problem child.
What? What? What?
She has never cared this much about Flit. This entire series. Whoops. Wow, and none of the stuff fell off. That's pretty cool.
Control of my animal.
If we don't fix this, I could put all our lives at risk.
You can't morph. Not till we figure this out. Got it.
That hurts. No, put me down. Leave me alone. That's my wing.
You've got 5 seconds to tell us why you were spying.
No! Be a spy? No. I was just following my new friend.
What friend?
I think he means me. My name's RJ, and I'm not your friend, little fly dude.
But you...
I kind of pulled him out from under some concrete.
Yes, you saved my life.
So you saved his life, and now he thinks you're friends.
Aww.
Of course he's being sweet, so we'll let him go. Which we can't do. He hurt us. He knows RJ can't morph. You'll tell Camille and they'll...
No, I won't. Honestly, if I had another chance, I'd rid myself of that loathsome chameleon once and for all.
Loathsome? That's a big word for such a cute little fly.
No, I'm not really a fly, any more than my friend RJ is a werewolf. I'm a human, just like you. But centuries ago, I was battling Camille when... Suddenly, she cast ancient larva dust over me, changing me into a fly.
You know, it would have been really cool if they'd had Kelson Henderson for that.
Feels good. Maybe I'll keep you in there. Forever.
Ever since the day she cursed me, I've been a fly. Kept prisoner within Camille's yucky stomach.
Yuck. So, I guess you really know her inside and out, huh?
Uh-oh, the bite thing is starting to hurt again. No one's noticing that?
Grisaka sent an evil spirit into him. Made his animal spirit go haywire.
That's great. Then you didn't lose control, RJ.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, like they could. Seriously. Well, at the very least, keep him inside the... Oh, crap. I honestly did not know he was going to do that. Just saying.
It's been 10,000 years since the last Beast War.
Yes, that one didn't go so well.
When I'm done, no humans will walk the planet. Barracuda,
yes, Rosaka, continue your mission.
Wait a minute, 10,000 years. So shortly after Rita was contained. Roughly 15 years or so. Interesting.
Go ahead and run. Show me your fear.
RJ, stop!
Yeah, Fran?
Fish has shown up again. He seems pretty unhappy.
We're on it.
When it rains, it pours.
I'll go after RJ. You two have got bigger fish to fry. Be careful.
Ha ha ha, bigger fish to fry. Oh. You know, with the show beginning in the middle of a story and continuing from there, This almost seems like a Judd Lynn type story, like from the way he used to do stories in Turbo. And I do know that he was doing some writing for Jungle Fury at this point under an assumed name to work around the writer's strike. I wonder if this was one of his. And the shorter version of the morphing or the transformation stuff? Maybe. Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Oh, saw the edge of the stage there.
If you don't get out of your animal form pretty darn fast, you are gonna be stuck as a werewolf forever.
What are you doing? Do it faster.
He's actually holding him down pretty well. He even used that twisting the arm trick from before. Nice. Flint's so helpful. I hope this lasts more than one episode, but I doubt it. Wait, how did RJ get that far away from
I'm glad you're back.
Him?
Me too.
Weird.
I don't feel so good.
Oh, did the spirit go into him?
Just a little woozy. You?
I'm great, thanks to you.
Then we're friends?
Exact mundo.
You know, of all the things, you don't really need to mention the jets. We can kind of see it, I think. Oh, come on, these guys never work. All right, some of the props are looking very extra rubbery lately. some of those barrels and one of the wood planks that... Oh, what's her name? Lily? Lily landed on? Wow, one kick is enough? Wow. Not bad. That's a new one? I thought he'd need everybody. I could be wrong. You know, for a team show, RJ's kind of taken over.
The Wolf Ranger is back in form. His spirit is balanced. But is he a match for Barracuda?
And he still has to announce it. Nice. There we go. Now that there's three of them, now we get the team up mode. How did they find him that fast? Oh, can he only survive if he's inside what's her name?
Camille's curse over me. I can't be out of her stomach too long, or I fade away.
We've got to get him back to Camille.
Are you crazy? He's not like them.
RJ, it's okay. I have no choice. Maybe someday, I hope, we'll team up again.
It would be an honor.
Picking on a poor defenseless fly. Now that's really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No, please don't swat me. I wasn't doing anything, just talking.
I'm not going to hurt you, my little slittery sly.
Yeah, but you're not eating him, which he kind of needs to not die.
You found it. Now what?
I don't know.
All right. I found it. I don't know. Or not, maybe. Ew. No, flies are notoriously difficult to get. Uh-oh.
Hey! Oh, chill out, dudes. Come on, little fella. Restaurant's closed.
He really needs to get over Flint.
You were about to whack him in the face with the board. Okay, yeah. He needs to get over Flint. Anyway, so that was an interesting episode. That we learned a little bit about Flint, but everything's back at the same status quo we were at last episode. This is very much what you would call filler. But that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful time. Anyway, next time we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, entitled Path of the Rhino, which I think means we're about to get another ranger. In the meantime, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.